You're in the middle of Mishnayos Chala, Perek Sheni. First Mishnah says, Peiros Chutzal Loretz Shenichnasu Loretz. Let's say you're taking the five from the five grains, you're taking some wheat that was grown in Chutzal Loretz, and you bring it into Eretz Yisrael, and you make a dough there. So the locher is Chayovim Mechala. You should know you have a Chiyiv on this dough to take off Chala. Since the Gilgal is, so you mixed up the dough, the flour and the water in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's chayiv and chala. And the pasuk says, "V'vayachem elorot asherani mevi eschem shoma," and we darshin shema shoma atem chayovim bechala bein betfuas oritz bein betfuas chutzlars. That's Yerushalmi. So therefore, even wheat that grown here in America, if you bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you make a dough there, there's a chayiv midi rice to take off chala. What about yotzo mikan l'shom? Let's say we take wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, and we bring it here to America, and we make it into dough here. So Rabbi Elazar mechayiv. Rabbi Elazar says also it's chayiv midiraisa in chala. Since this wheat was grown in Eretz Yisrael, it's called milechem oretz. However, Rabbi Akiva poter. Rabbi Akiva says no, it's poter. Since lemaisa the gilgul, we go after the zman ha-gilgul when you're mixing the flour and dough, the flour and water together to make it into a dough. So since you made it here in America, therefore it's poter. And the loch is Rabbi Akiva. That midiraisa in such a case with potter, it's only chayiv midirabonim. Mishnah base. Afa chutzal oretz shebo basrina. You have, let's say, dirt of chutzal oretz, American soil. Afa chutzal oretz shebo basrina oretz. That you put the soil in a ship, and now the ship is going into Eretz Yisrael. It's in Eretz Yisrael. And you start to plant something now here in Eretz Yisrael on this ship. The locher is chayiv b'maisrois u'bashvius. What grows is considered like growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the whatever fruits or vegetables that grow, they have the chayiv to take off trumas and maisrois. And the word then, if it grows on shvius, it has kedusha shvius on it, since it's getting its nourishment from the offer of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it has these kedusha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says, Amosai, when do I say this though? When do I say that the tefuah growing in this ship is chayiv and trumas and maisrois? Only when the ship is in shallow water that the bottom of the ship is touching the ground. Since it's touching the ground, therefore we consider the dirt, the soil in the ship, as if it's mechubra, it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mechayiv and trumas and maisrois. So Prussia, we say that Rabbi Yehuda now is not coming to argue on the Tanakhama, but rather he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. Now, let's say you have dough, you have these different five type of flowers, that's mechuyiv and chala, but you do not make the dough from water, but rather instead you put inside it the mei peris. You put inside it apple juice or orange juice, the juice that came out of fruits. So the Mishnah says chayevas bechala. Still you should know it's chayiv and chala. V'necheles biyodayim azoyves. However, since there was not water in this flour, so the flour was not hukshel akabel tumma, therefore you don't have to worry about touching this dough with hands, that is tummy. Even though your hands are tummy, still you're allowed to touch this dough. Since it was only made with mei peris is not machshel akabel tumma, therefore the dough cannot be makabel tumma. But we're talking about now not wine and shemen, because wine and shemen, even though it's really a type of a mei peris, but this is considered one of the sheva mashkes. Seven mashkim. The seven mashkim are mayim and dew, wine and oil, honey and milk and blood. So therefore, when it says may perisi as nachelos b'dayim azovos, means other type of may perisi. Like I said, either apple juice or orange juice. Now the loch is a shalach. We pass on this mishnah now because here it's a star mishnah that says may peris is chayiv b'chalo. However, in Yerushalmi, it's mashma, this only goes according to one man, the Yama, and Halacha we do not hold like this. Halacha we only hold only dough that was made from the Sheva Hamashkim. They're from water, or like we other said, the other things, that's considered dough to be Mechayiv and Chala. But if you only make it out of May Peros, or like eggs, then you'll be Potter from Chala. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha Yosheves V'Koitza Chala Saruma. A lady, when she takes off Chala, we know the locher is supposed to make a brocha. Now the question is, when you're orum, when you're not dressed, you're not allowed to make a brocha. However, a lady, when she is sitting down, even though she's undressed, she could cover her mokum erva by sitting. So So therefore, she's allowed to make a bracha. Mefnei she yechoyle lachasay satzma. She can cover herself just by sitting. Al v'loyu ish. But when a man sits down, since his beitzim or the eva is still seen, therefore it's not called kisei erva, therefore it's also for him to make a bracha. So therefore he should not take off challah then, because he can't make the bracha. Now the Mishnah says, mi shein yochol la'asos isos b'torah. Let's say a person that's tamei, the man himself is tamei, and if he knows if he makes his isim now, if he makes dough, so he's going to be metamerit by touching it, he's going to make it tamei. And therefore, when you take off challah, the challah also would be tamei. And then you have to burn the challah, you can't give it to a kohen. So what should such a person do? So it's a machlokes. So the Tanakhama says, Ya'aseinu kavim, let him make each dough with a small amount. In other words, less than the shear to take off challah. V'yal ya'aseinu betumah. Even though you're going to work now with, let's say, 5 pounds of flour, but do not make one big dough of 5 pounds that you'll have to take off challah, and then it'll be betumah that you just have to burn it. Rather than doing that, the Tanakhama holds, you should make small doughs, each one only 1 pound worth of flour. Therefore, each dough by itself is potum and a challah, so then you won't have to take off any challah, you won't have challah to meyer. However, Rabbi Kiva says, no, ya'aseinu betumah, you're better off making it, taking off challah, make the one big dough here, even though you're going to be metama the challah, and you'll have to burn this challah. But if v'yal ya'aseinu kavim, but do not make it in small amounts, that you put them in a challah. And Rabbi Kiva explains himself. Shekishem shu kareila taira, just like you call the name of challah. On challah taira, if the dough is tahor, kachu kareila tameya. The same thing the locher is, you have to be kareya, even though the dough is tamei. In other words, you have to call it challah. In other words, it is challah shem challah on it. Lezoi kara challah b'shem, lezoi kara challah b'shem. With both of them, you have to have a shame. Some say means you have to make a brocha, or you have to be kareya shame on it. You have to call it challah. Avol kabin, but if you're only going to make your dough in small amounts, ain lehem chelik b'shem. There's no chelik of Hashem, there's no chelik of a challah at all. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's kedai to do this mitzvah of a precious challah, even though it means the challah will be tamei. But l'alocha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. L'alocha, we hold the Tanakhama, that in such a case that the challah would only be tamei, it's better not to make the challah.
Then Mishnah Dalet tells like this.
If somebody makes his dough small amounts, again, kav, each one is only a pound, so each dough by itself is potter from challah. Now, but you have, let's say, these five doughs, and they touch one another. So the locher is p'tur min challah. Still, the potter min challah, it's not cold, it's like one piece, ad sheyishoichu, until they touch one another and they become so close that, like now, when you pull them apart, a piece comes off one from the other. So he looked there as if it was bitten into there. That's his lashon of Achi Yishoichu. As they're attached so much, the two doughs, that now when you pull them apart, you could realize it, and then it's when it's attached, it's considered like one, it's called Mechubar, and therefore, if now together you have a shear of challah, you have to take off challah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Af Horoide Venoisen Lasal. Rabbi says, even though you take off small pieces of small challahs, each one is only a pound, but if you put them into one basket, it's hasal mitzor from a challah. In the basket now, it's mechayiv, it's in sarfit, that now there comes a chiv challah. So it's possible that each dough by itself was a small dough, it was only a pound, it was less than the shear of challah, and you baked it, and now the final product, the final challahs, you put them all together in one big basket. Now in the basket, if you have a shear of challah, so you have a chiv, a take off challah. Even though b'shas gilgul, you did not have the chiv challah, the chiv challah could be chal now, b'shas is in the sal. And that's the loch is like Rebbe Lezer.
If at home, let's say, you make a few challahs, even though each challah by itself is not a shear to take off challah, but if after you bake them, you put them together in one basket, and they're inside the basket, there's nothing sticking up on top, or some people even say, if you just take a cloth and spread it over all of them, that's mitzvah for them, that then you should take off challah. And that's a loch. Whenever you could take off challah, there is a mitzvah to take off challah. And really, l'maisa b'zman hazeh, of course, not like we spoke before, that even though b'zman hazeh we're all tameh, we're metameh, the dough, still the ma'aser is a chiyuv to take off challah. And there is such an inyan that if possible to try and make the dough, if you're making challahs, it's brought down as a minig on Erev Shabbos, if the wife makes the challah, she should try and use the shear of challah, but dafka to take off challah. And if possible to use 5 pounds worth to take off with a bracha, if not to make even 3 pounds, would you take off without a bracha? Who then Allah has brought down if you only make the dough with May Peros, so the Maestro, there is a chiyuv to take off challah. You know, we spoke about before from Yishalmi's Mashma, we don't pass like that Mishnah, but I call upon him to Machloikis. So therefore, the Maestro, the Alocha is that if you have a dough that's just made with eggs, or with May Peros, let's say like egg matzah, that you have no water in it at all, in such a case, the Alocha is we're supposed to take off challah, however, we don't make a bracha. Since it's a sofik, if there's a chiyuv or not, we take it off or without a bracha. Now, Mishnah Hey. Ha mafrish chalosa kemach. If somebody takes off challah when it's still in flour form, before it makes it into dough, when he still has it in the form of flour, the locher is ein challah. The challah is not chal. Because the pasuk says, Reishis arisoseichem, the widashin has to be an isa, it has to be dough. And therefore, the gozel biyat kain. If the person gave this flour to the kain, it's like gezel biyat kain. In other words, the kain has to give it back to him. And if it doesn't give it back, so it's like gezel, because really there's not a din challah on it. And u'isa atzma, the dough that's, if later the owner makes a dough out of the flour, is chayevus b'challah. You have to know it's chayev b'challah, or both ways. All this flour is still chayev and challah when you make it into a dough. V'hakemach, the flour itself, im yesh bo kashir, if it has a shear, there's 5 pounds of flour, so chayevus b'challah. Then whoever uses that flour, even though first the owner took it off to give it to the kohen, but teres challah, but since it was not challah, then challah on it. Therefore, now when you use that flour to make a dough out of it, you have to take off challah from that dough. And v'yasur lazorim, you should know though, but rabbanon though it's also teat that flour you cannot give to a zar, as even though it's not challah shem challah on it. But midrabbanan, though, it's exerva that people will know this. People will think that when the Yisrael gave this flour to the Kain, the teres challah, people will think it was challah. And if they'll see a zar or Yisrael eat it, they'll think a zar could eat challah. Therefore, midrabbanan v'asurum v'zarim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Amar lo, they said back to Mishnah, Maisa, once happened a case, ukfosho zokein zar, that an older zar, an older person to zar, grabbed that challah, and he ate it. He took that flour, I mean. Again, a case where first the Yisrael gave flour to a kain. So he's saying that the rice and nothing is chal. Now a zar went ahead and grabbed that flour and made a dough out of it and ate it. So Amulhem, they said back to him, Afu kilkuli atzmai. Really, this zokin did something wrong to himself because he went against the takonas chachamim. But for tikan liacherim, he made a takon akopon other people that have a right to be samech and his aroa. As his aroi is that this kemach is mutter, so therefore you have a right to use this kemach, even a zar could use this kemach. Now Mishnah Vov. Chameshes revoyim kemach chayovim b'challah. This is the sheer how much dough you have to have here, how much flour you have to start off with, in order to set as a chiyuv of challah. So the sheer is 5/4 of a kemach, 5/4 of a kav. In other words, really means a kav and a quarter, which really equals to 5 lugim. Because a kav, each kav itself is 4 lugim. So you have a kav and a quarter, it's 5 lugim. And a lug is 6 beitzim. It's really what comes out if you have the size of 30 eggs worth of flour, that's the shear that's chayiv in challah. Now, of course, there's always a big shear exactly how to measure it, if it's neskatnu ha-beitzim or not. That's why we said, in order to make a bracha, you have to use 5 pounds worth of flour. And if you use half of that, between 2.5 pounds and 3 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah, however, then you do not make a bracha. Now, heim usoirin v'subin u'musonin chameshas reboyim chayovim. This flour, if it's made up even from the soira, let's say you have some sourdough mixed into it, and you have subim, that's the shaft, that's the hard part of the wheat, that's the psilis hadaka, the thin part of the psilis, and a mursnin, that's the psilis agasa, that's the thick part of the psilis of the shaft of the wheat. If it's all mixed together, so it's still called a dough, and if you make a dough out of it, it's chayv and challah. Because sometimes people make bread like this, with the mursnin and with the subin inside it. However, what's going to be, if first you sifted out your flour, that means nital musonin mitoichon. You first took out all the bad shaft, the hard pieces, out of the flour, and you had pure flour-like. Then, v'chozel ha-teichon, then you threw back in again, this mursan back into the flour, harel u'pturin. Then if you do not have a sheer challah with the fine flour by itself, now you can't add any more this subin into it. Because here, that's not a derech to use it. People don't use such flour. Once they purified it, they don't use it anymore to make bread if the mursan gets mixed up again. So therefore, you can't be mitzvah for this sheer for challah. Mishnah Vav, shir hachala. Now, after you have a dough, and there's a chiv not to take off challah from it, how much do you have to take off to give to the kohen? How much is the shir of challah? So the Mishnah says, echad meyeschrim v'yarbo, 1/24 of the dough. That's how much you have to give off for challah. Now, ha'oisiyisaliyatzmoi. Let's say someone is making dough for his own usage, or else v'yoisalimishta benoi. Someone is making it for his own party. So then, echad miyesrim v'yabor. Then we have the shear that you have to take off 1/24 for challah to give to the kohen. What about nachton shuoyse limka bashuk? Let's say a bakery that makes a dough to sell to people. V'cheinu isha shuoyse limka bashuk. Even a private lady that makes this big dough and her intentions is to sell it to people. And then the rabbonim will make her to say the shear is echad miyaboy mishmona. She only, or he has to only take off 1/48 of the dough. In other words, midiraisa, really there's no shear at all. This is only a shear with the rabbanim. So therefore, a baker that bakes a lot, or a lady that sells, the rabbanim will make all, you only have to take off just 1/48 of the dough. That's how much you have to give to the kohen. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be netamas isosoi shogeges oyanusa? Let's say the east of the dough became tummy. She was a shogeg about it, or she was an anus, she was forced to do it. Then echad me'arboy mishmeina. She only has to give then 1/48. Even a private person, since it became tummy, b'shogeg, and the locher is now, it's only omid l'sreifa, the kohen can't use it, he's only going to burn it. Therefore, the wemaker with the shear, you only have to give 1/48. What about nitmas mezida? Let's say a private person that's making his own dough. B'mezid b'kavona went and was metame his dough. So then we start the same aloch like before. Echad miyesrim v'yabor. He still has to take off 1/24 of his dough to give for challah. Kidei shelo yei choyte nisker. We should not come out that a choyte, the person did an aver, was metame the dough, should gain on the deal. However, the ma'isa, it is only b'zman and gemara that there were times that the dough was tor, and since there was a mitzvah to give it to a kohen tidit, so we have this shirim even b'zmanah became tummy. However, the loch has brought down that since b'zmanah zeh were all tummy, and therefore the dough, the challah is also tummy, and therefore b'zmanah zeh we don't give it to a kohen tit, but rather we just burn it, so therefore there's no real shear how much to take off. All you have to take off is just a little bit of a mashu, and just for challah to be yoytz of the mitzvah's challah, and to burn it. But since we don't give it to a kohen now, therefore there's no shear, any little amount you take off is enough, and that part we should burn.
Yeah, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Niteles min hator al hatomei. You like to take off challah from dough that's tahor for another dough that's tomei. In other words, we have a few doughs and they're all the same min, so you like to take off challah one for the other one. But Kate said, how can you do it? We'll soon see what the problem is. Because we know as a locher is, you're not supposed to take off Ela min hamukuf. That means the two doughs have to be touching one another. And that you can't do here. You can't let the dough that's tor touch the dough that's tummy. It'll become tummy. And then the challah will be tummy. So Ketzer, how can we do this? Take off challah from the dough that's tor for the dough that's tummy and still be eitz of the din of mukuf. So the eitz is like this. Ketzer, isa tohoro v'isa tummy. If you have these two doughs. So first, noito kedei challah mi'isa shloi humor chalosai. First, take off kedei challah 1/24 from the dough that's still tahor before you call it challah. Now, V'noisein pochus mikibetza b'yemtza. With these two doughs now, try and attach them with a piece of dough that's less than a kibetza in between. And we know the klal is, if a piece of dough or any food that's less than a kibetza, it's not makabel tumma. So therefore, kidei sheyitum en hamukif. It's considered now like these two doughs are attached, they're touching one another. Therefore, you take off challah on one for both of them. However, hilchos tumma goes though, the challah that's tumma is not really touching the challah that's tahor. It's only touching this in-between piece of dough that's left on the less than a kibetza. Since it's not a shear to makabel tumma, therefore, the dough that's tahor remains tahor. However, the chom oisu and the chom say no, you can't do this because we're afraid maybe the two doughs will touch one another. Therefore, you have to take off from the tahor by itself for tahor, and you have to take off from the dough that's tummy by itself for the dough that's tummy.
You're up to Paragimel. Mishnalef. Oichlen arai minu isa. When you make the dough, so you're allowed to eat from it an arai, a small amount, you're allowed to eat from it even before you take off challah. When is this? Atzer tizgalgal bechitim, until you made the gilgal with flour of wheat, or the sitamten basarim. Whereas by flour of barley, there's a little bit more coarse until you make the pieces stick together. But what's going to be Gilgul or Bechitim? That is, before you made the real Gilgul, before you made the Gemar, the real dough, even though you added water to it, you're still allowed to eat an Achilas Arai, just not an Achilas Kfa. But once you make your real dough out of it, you finish your Gilgul, it means Gilgul, you mix it up very well, the flour and the water, Bechitim by wheat flour, V'timtum or Basarim, you made a very good mixture by the barley flour, then we say, Oicha mimenu chayiv misa. If a zar eats from it, he's chayiv misa. I shouldn't even say a zar, here's even a kohen also. If he eats from this dough before they take off the challah, l'maisi chayiv misa, it has a locha now like tevel, that it's supposed to eat anything before you take off the hafrosha. Now, kevon shinasenas esamayim, as soon as you put the water into the flour, magvas chalosa, she has a right to take off challah. Even though really the zman to take off challah is after the gemar lishi, after you made a good dough out of it. But if you take off challah right away, even at the beginning, as soon as she poured the water into the flour, the fresh is chal. But above providing shlo yehei shom chameshes reboim kemach. In other words, from you added water, let's say, into part of the flour. Now, providing that the other part of the flour that doesn't have any water in it at all is not like 5 pounds worth of flour. It's not this chameshes reboim kemach. Because if it was that shear, then later when you add water into that half, there'll be a new chiyuv challah from that. So taking off challah from one half will not help for the other half. Now, even though we said lechatchilu the chiyuv challah is later b'shas the gemar gilgul, however lechatchilu really the rabbanim want them to take off challah right away. And the reason is because we don't want the challah to become tummy. So therefore, or we're afraid the dough will become tummy. So therefore, as soon as possible, as soon as you add the water into the flour, right away you could take off that fresh challah.
Mishnah Beis. Nidmo isoso, let's say some truma fell into chulin, so actually gilgalo ptura. If this happened before you mix the water into the flour, in other words, you had flour of chulin, and then some flour of truma fell in there, so before you made the mix, you made the dough, so ptura. And then we say now, b'shas gilgul, it's already nidmo, there's truma there, therefore it's potem in a challah. Shehameduma potem, because the mixture of truma is potem in a challah. Some say it's on the Torah about b'zman hazeh, that challah is on chutzlos, challah is on the rabbonin, so the medum is also on the rabbonin, therefore the rabbonin took away the chiyuv challah. What about umisha gilgul? Let's say no, first you made a good dough out of the flour of chulin, so chayevis, then lemaisa, this dough had a chiyuv take off challah. So even though later some truma falls into it, it doesn't become potter. Le'ilad lo sofik tuma. Let's say it's a sofik if this dough became tummy or not. So it depends. Actually, gilgul, if you didn't make a mixture yet, you didn't make the dough yet, so then the loch is teyosa b'tuma. You let it go ahead and look at chilu now and be metam with this dough. Like since it never had a hechsher or a tyra, it has a sofik tuma right away before you made the dough. So therefore, this dough you let it make it b'tuma.
Let's say first you made the dough, and the dough was tahor, and now it's a suffix whether it became tummy or not. Now to Yosef Batira. Since it's a suffix and it was already chal chiv, take off chal, and the chiv then was chal when it was tahor, so you have to continue to take it off Batira that it's still tahor. Mishnah Gimel. Hegedisha isosa achle gilgula. If somebody is maktish his dough, the flour, in other words, before he made the gugel, before he made a good mixture. In other words, the chiv chal is not chal yet. Upadosa, and he was poyter, he brought it back from Hegdish. So now, when he goes to make the gugel, when he goes to make the dough, chayevis, he has to take off chala. Because the shas gugel, it's chulun again. What about misha gugelah? Well, let's say you make the shit after you made it into a dough. So again, at the time when you first made it into a dough, it was chulin. So it was chayiv and chala. And then you amakdish it, upadosa. And then you buy it back. So chayevis, again, you still have the chayiv chala that was chalana from before. What about though, higdashtoi at shaloi gilgula? You amakdish the flour before you made it into a dough. Then the gilgula gizbar. Then biyat hegdish, the gizbar, he himself made it into a dough. So it comes out at the time when the chiv chala should be chal, it belonged to Hegdish or was potter. The yachakach pados, and then later the owner buys it back again. The locher is ptura, still is potter from chala. Shevashas achayvos is a ptura, because at the time of the chayv when the chiv chala should be chal, the shas the gizba made the dough, it belonged to Hegdish. Therefore, since the ptura was chal, the ptura does not go off. Mishnah Dalit. Ki yitzba, the same thing applies. Ha magdish peiros, if somebody's magdish is fruits. In other words, things that are growing. Actually, brought the einus amaisus. Before it was a third grown. Before it came to the time to take off truma amaisus. Upadog, but you appointed it back again before it finished growing the third. And then by the time it grew a third, it belonged to you, it was chulin. So again, chayovim, yichayv and truma amaisus. What about if you magdish it, umishabon the einus amaisus? You mark the shit after your fruits grew a third already. So therefore, the chi of truma smaisa was chal already. Upadon, and then you're poyder it now. So now that it belongs to you again, chayovim, still you have the chi of take off truma smaisa. What's going to be though? Hegadisha and achle nigmru. You will mark these peiros, or these fruits, the vegetables, whatever it is, the wheats, before it grew a third. Vogomron hagizba. And then it grew the third by Hegdish. So the Zman HaChiv, it belongs to Hegdish. So it's Potter from Truma Samaisus. V'yachakach Padom, and then the owner buys it back, it's Poydirit. Locher is Pturin, still is Potter for taking off Truma Samaisus. Shevishas Chavos and Hoyi Pturin, because at the time when it became Nigmar, it belonged to Hegdish, so it's Chal the Ptur of Hegdish, it remains as Potter from Truma Samaisus.
The Mishnah Hei. Nochri shenosan li yischer lasas leisa. If a goy gave his flour to a Jew to make a dough out of it, so ptur min achala, even though the Jew makes the challah, makes the gilgul, makes the dough, but still since it belongs to a goy, we're potter from challah. A Jew's allowed to eat from it even before it took off challah. Nostan lo matan. Let's say the goy gives the flour to a Jew, so it depends. Achla gilgul chayiv. If the guy gave the present to a Jew before he made it into dough, and then the Jew makes it into dough, so pshit is chayv in challah. Umisha gugub, let's say first the Jew made it into a dough when it belonged to the guy, so it was potter. And then he gives it to you for a present, still you potter. So kids, if you buy bread from a guy, it's potter from taking off challah. Let's say you make a dough with a guy, in other words a Jew, and a guy is shutfis, in this flour, so it depends. It may be shall yisrok yishir chala ptur min achala. If the portion that belongs to the Jew is not enough of a shear to be mechayv in chala, so you can't add on to it the shear of the guy, because the guy's flour is potter. Therefore, even the Jew is also potter min achala.
Mishnah Vov. Ger shen is gay. If you have a ger or guy that became a Jew, voisal yisan, he had dough with him, so it depends. Nasis actually in his Gaia Potter. If when he made the dough, he was still a goy, so he's Potter from taking off challah, even after he's Mizgayer. Umishin is Gaia, let's say he first made the dough, He first mixed with the water and the flour after he became a Jew. So then he's chayiv, because Peshas Gilgul, he's already a Jew, he's chayiv to take off challah. Let's say he has a doubt, when exactly was the Gilgul? Was it when he was still a goy, or was it when he was a Jew already? So then in a Sofik we say chayiv, Sofik is the Tiras, you gotta go to Chumrah, and he can't eat it before he takes off challah. V'yein chayov mole chaymish. However, if you eat it b'shege, you don't have to pay back the chaymish, because that's mammon, and Sofik mammon go l'kula. The caravan you have to pay, because you're not worse than a gazlin. But the chaymish is only if it was challah. So it's a Sofik, if it was really mechuyev and challah or not, therefore, you don't have to pay the money, the chaymish. Rabbi Kiva says, he argues on the whole, all the Mishnayos we had before, and he holds, ha'kol herlach acher ha'krima b'tanah. When is the dough called finished? When is it called the Vishas Chiv? That's when after you bake the dough in the oven and it starts to come a little bit like a crust on top, krima, a little brown on top. That's called the Gemar Malacha Shalisa. But Halacha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva, we hold like all the Mishnayos said before, that the Gemar Malacha for Chala is Vishas Gilgul, is when you make a good mixture of the flour and the water together.
All right, turn over. Yeah, Mishnah Zayin. Ho'ise isa min hachitin u min horbis. If somebody makes his dough from flour of wheat and of rice dough. So it depends. Im yesh bo tam dogen, in this whole mixture, this dough that's made from flour of wheat and flour of rice, it has a taste of dogen, it has a taste of the wheat, then chayev is bechala. Then l'maisa we hold that this whole dough now is chayev bechala. There's a big machlokes how to learn. Some learn even though by itself the wheat flour does not have a shear of challah, you have to come on to the rice flour, even though rice by itself is potem in a challah. But over here, since the tam of the chitim goes into the rice, we say tam kicker, it like changes over the oiriz into chitim. So we look as if now this whole dough is considered like wheat dough, and therefore it has a chiv of challah. Some of us say it's only bedafka by chitim and rice, because of a svarid's gerber, like Yishalmi says, that when the wheat goes into the rice, it causes even the rice also like to become chametz. So therefore, it's chayevas bechala. And the same thing the Mishnah says, v'yoytze ba'odem yidechavose ba'pesach. If you make matzah from this type of a dough, you'd also be yoytze matzah, even though matzah has to be from lechem, from the chamesha saminim. But since you have a tam of the chitim in this oriz, it's like tam kikul, we consider as if the whole thing is chitim, you could be yetzer the mitzvah matzah from such flour. The yimein bo tam dogen, let's say though you have a small amount of wheat there, that you did not taste the wheat in the rice, then ein chayev es bechala. Then like the chitim is bottle,
and therefore it's you're potter from challah. Or else you don't say mesapahid, for sure you don't change over the oiris to become like rice. Therefore you do not have a shear for challah of the chitim alone, therefore you're potter. The same thing, if you want to make matzah from this type of a dough, you will not be yotzei chavosai on Pesach. Mishneches, ha-noitel s'or me'isor shloi humor chalosai. If somebody takes a s'or, that's from the sourdough, a dough, takes off some dough, from an isor, from a dough, that you do not take off challah yet. So the kid says, a chiv, take off challah from this s'or. V'noitel atoich isor shumor chalosai. And you took this piece of a dough, and you put it into another dough that you already took off challah from. So what should you do now? That some of this dough in here is like tevel, you can't eat it until you first take off challah. So how do you take off challah here? So the Mishnah says like this, if you have another dough that you have to take off challah from that dough anyway, so then moitzi lefi cheshbon, then take off from that dough or drop more, like to be yotza the shear of challah, from this asor that you put into the other dough. But v'yimlav, let's say you have no other place, you have no other dough, that you have to take off challah, so then moitzi challah achas al hakol. You have to take off challah once for the whole thing. Al hakol means, like this whole dough now, that you put some sour dough of tevel into the rest of the dough that took off challah, we have to look as if the whole thing right now is chayv and challah, and you have to take off a challah from the whole thing. Since the whole thing is also teed without taking off challah, we look as if the whole thing is tevel, therefore you have to take off challah from the whole dough. Mishneh Tes, kayotze bo, the same type of halacha also applies by zeisei motzik. If you have olives, of motzik means a balabos, that squeezes his own olives, and the chayiv emaisrois. So now, shenis orvu im zeisei nikuf. Let's say they got mixed up with olives that fall off the tree, which really means it belongs to the aniyim, which is like hefka. So that's potter from maisrus. We know hefka is potter and a maisrus. The same thing in veibotzer, if he has grapes that the balabos collected himself, that he has the chiv to take off trumas and maisrus from. And in veolus, it got mixed up with the grapes that belong to the aniyim, also like hefka, that's potter from trumas and maisrus. So what do you do now with this mixture? So the same thing. If you have other grapes, other places that you have to take off truma from them anyway, so then take off a drop more truma from the other ones to be yotza these zeisim or these anovim that fell here that's still mechuyiv in truma samaisus. But v'yimlav, if you have no other place to turn to, then in this mixture now, even though part of it is potter, still moitzi truma samaisel akil. You have to take off truma gedela and Trumas Maisa from the Maisa Rishon, which those things is Chayiv Misif Yitem, so those things you have to take off completely, according to the whole Cheshbon now. But the Yashar, the other, the Maisa Rishon, and the Maisa Sheni, or the Maisa Roni, is the Yashar means Maisa, Maisa Rishon, the Maisa Sheni, Lefi Cheshbon. That you only have to take off on this mixture, according to the Cheshbon, of how much of Zeisei Mosuk, or how much of the Inzvei Botzer is really there. But since these things are not chayiv misa, it's only shal of mamnis, therefore you can go lekula. Mishneh Yud. Ha noitel s'or me'isas chitim. If you take off s'or, some sourdough, from a dough of wheat, v'noisin l'toich isas oris, and you put it into a dough made out of rice. So now, im yesh po tam dogon chayev es pechal. Like we had before, if there's a tam of dogon here now in this dough, so again, we see like tam kikur, it changes over the oiris, and therefore it's chayiv b'challah. V'yim labr, if you don't have a tam here of chitim, petura, it's potter. In Cain, if so, the Mishnah says, lo ma'omru, why do we say ha tevel lois of a kolshu? How come other places we say that tevel is also the kolshu, it's not bottle? And here we're saying now that this challah, this sor is from a dough of wheat, that has, it's like tevel, you can't eat until you take off challah. If it falls into a dough of oris, of rice, which is potter from challah, and if you don't taste it, we say it's mutter, it's ptura from challah. So you see, like the dough, the wheat dough is bottle in the rice dough. The question is, we always learn that tevel is also the kosher, it's not bottle. The teretz is, that's only by min de ninoi. If one min of chitim falls into another min of chitim, there we say it's not bottle. But v'shloi b'mina b'nois in tam. When here, like a dough of wheat falls into a dough of rice, since they're two different minim, here it's totally a nice in tam, that if it does not give off taste into the oris, then we can say it's bottle, and therefore you put them in a challah. Now we're up to Perek Adalid. Mishnah says, Shtei Noshman, if you have two ladies, she'osu shnei kabin. Each one made a dough of one kab. In other words, that each one made a shear that's potter min achala. V'nogu zeh b'zeh, but both of those are touching one another. Afilu hein mimin echad, even though it's from one min, still they're both from rice, they're both from a wheat, still p'turim min achala, still they're both potter min achala. It's not called mitzarif for a shear of chala, because since it belongs to two different people, min astam we say the makpida. Each one's mak, but this is mine, that's yours, there's no tzir, we don't see it like one big dough. Let's say both doughs belong to one lady, and now they're touching one another. So min b'minoi chayiv, the same type of a min, it's mitzarif, it's chayiv mechala. We'll soon see what that means. Min b'minoi, that means wheat and kusmin. We'll soon see. But for shle b'minoi, like a wheat dough and a right and a barley dough that's called min b'shein b'minoi, there it's not mitzarif. Therefore, the two doughs are potter minachala. That we had in the first mission on the Masechta, that the mitzarfin we spoke about then, it's only the mitzarfin when they're in the wheat form, when they're in the flour form. Like if you have a pound of flour of wheat and a pound of barley flour, and together it's 2.5 to 3 pounds, that's mitzarf. But here, after you made it into a dough already, min bein min is not mitzarf. You put them in a challah. Now Mishnah Beis. Ezehu min b'minu, what's considered the same min? That's hachitim einu mitzarfis imakil. Wheat is not called the same min with everything. Only with spelt. Wheat flour and spelt flour, wheat dough. And a spelt dough, together it has the shear of challah, you have a chiv to take off challah. Hasoirim, what about barley? Mitzarfas, that's mitzarf. Imakil, chutzman achitim. Hey, sorin can be mixed up with kusmin and with shibolishor, with shifoin. It's mitzarf. Just not barley and wheat. That's what a Tanakhama holds. Because they hold that barley and wheat is called two different minim, so the two doughs that touch is not mitzarf. Rabbi Yechon and Benuri Yomer, Shar haminim mitzarf from zem zeh. All the other minim are mitzarf from zeh zeh, just not chitim and barley. But the other minim are more mitzarf from. Mitzakus from Shibol Shov Yashifin, they're mitzarf from zem zeh to have the shear of challah. And some say that Tanakhama holds the Namat Star from Samachloikis, and some say no, he's coming to explain the Tanakhama. Mishnah Gimel. Shnei Kabin, the Kav Oiriz. If you have two Kabin, like two doughs, and each one has a Kav, only a Kav of Kemach, which you put from Chala. It has to be a Kav and a quarter to be Mechayiv in Chala. So each dough has less than the shear. So you have these two doughs, the Kav Oiriz, and they're both two doughs of wheat, from wheat flour. Just the two separate doughs. The kav oira is the kav truma b'yemtza. You have a middle dough made from rice, which is potter from challah. Or else you have a middle dough, even though it's made out of wheat, but it's made from truma, which is also potter min challah. So in such a case also, aim at star from, we do not look as if it's one shear, we don't look as if it's one dough. Because there's something in between that's potter min challah, that's mafsik. But dover shenitla chalosa b'yemtza, let's say you have a dough of wheat, just that you took already challah off it. Not the pshat that's not in the parsh of challah. Just challah was taken off already, then mitzarfim. Then we can look as if it's together. Shekvan is chayiv v'challah. This is in the parsh of challah. You had already a chiv to take off challah here. It's in the same parsh. Therefore, the middle dough could connect the other two doughs to make it like one big dough. Mishnah Dalit. Kav chodesh v'kav yoshon shenoshchu zeh b'zeh. If you have again a kav of wheat, which is potam in a challah, from yoshon last year's crop. Shenoshku that's talked and a kav of chodesh of this year's crop, and they're touching one another. And it belongs to one person. So Rabbi Shmuel Loima Yito Menemsa. We can look as if it's mitzarif here, and therefore you could take off truma in the middle, a chal in the middle for both of them. In other words, in the place where they're touching, take off chala from both. So it's called like you'd be mafresh from both of them together. The chacham oisim chacham say no, nothing doing. You can't take off chala from the middle. But it's a gzeira that maybe people think you'd like to take off challah from a chodesh to a yoshin, which really you're not allowed to. So even though here you're taking off challah from both of them, but it may look to people you're just taking off challah from one for the other, and that's also, therefore the Chum say even in the middle you can't do it. Now, hanoito challah min akav, if somebody takes off challah from a wheat, a dough that only has a kav of wheat, which is saying now really that's potter min akav, to Rabbi Kiva, Roy Mechala. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, it's Noiga Din Chala Ron. Rabbi Kiva says, it's Chala. That means, Vidyevet Chalos Vechala. So some learn Sharon Rabbi Yehuda means that Sheyash to Machakachas Isa Lashir Kav Reva. He should add on some more flour to it later to make up the Shear of Chala. And then what he took off is called Good Chala. He has the Chia to do that. The Chomer say, no, ain't a Chala. What he did right now is nothing. Since right now there was only a Kav of wheat there, of flour there, so a kav by itself, that much measurement is still poto min achala. You have to have a kav and a quarter. So therefore, they hold what you did now is nothing, and it's poto min achala and remains poto. Mishnah Hay. Shnei kavim shenitlo chalosoi shelzeh b'fnei yatzmoi v'shelzeh b'fnei yatzmoi. You have two kavs of two does. Each one has less than a shear of chala. That somebody took off challah from this by itself and this from itself. And chozo v'yasoy misachat, then you made into one big dough. So Rabbi Kiva poiter, Rabbi Kiva l'shitosa, that said before, when you took off challah by itself, it had a shema fresh as challah. So therefore now, when you put the two together, it's called yipotam in a challah. The chomer mechayov, the chomer say no, yimachuyiv. That since before, the two doughs were potter, it had less than a shear. So even though you took off challah, it meant nothing. Now when you put the two doughs together, it becomes one big dough, therefore you have a chiyuv in challah. Nimtza chumra kula, comes out what he was machum before, now comes out to be a kula. Both ways. Mishnah Vov. Noita lodom kidei challah me'isar shloi humr chalosoi li'asoisei b'toru. Li'as mafra shalev ha'olech challah z'demai ad shetisarach.
So again, the Mishnah means like this again. But night the lodum kadei chali, let her take off the shear of chala. Meisa, if you have a dough, shleihumer chalosa, that you do not take off the chala of it yet, lasoise b'toira, even though you plan to make it b'toira. So you want to take off some part of this dough. Liyot mafra shaleh v'hoi lechala demai. In the case we have a dough that you bought from Namoritz, that has a loch of demai, and you want to take off chala from that, and we have a sofet, the made of the chalas of demai is tomei, it has loch of tomei. Still, you're allowed to take off chala from your isa tohiro to pata the chalas of demai. Ad shetisorach. As long as the first piece of dough you have did not like get ruined, that's still edible by another. As long as the person can still eat it, you're allowed to use it to take off chala from it. Now it says the chiddush here, shechalas demai netelos v'na torah la tomei. Even though we had before by regular chala, you're not supposed to take off chala from a dough that's tor. For another dough that's tummy, because we're afraid they'll touch one another. But the demai you're allowed to. You're allowed to take off from a challah that's tor to pat the demai, even though demai has a locha that's tummy, and also a shleim min amukaf. Even though they're not touching one another, still you're allowed to take off, and that's good for the reason. The reason why here you're allowed to is because all over we're afraid they'll touch one another. But here, since they do not have to touch one another, therefore you're allowed to take off the challah, even though it's tor for the demai, which is tummy. Mishnah Zayin. Yisrael shohayu arisin la goyim besuria. A Jew that was an oris means he's like working on a field for a goy, and an oris has like gets a portion of the crop that grows of the produce. So Reb Leza mechayev perusayim b'maisus of shvius. Leza says we consider this oris like his ksas owner here, and therefore the perus that grow there is mechayev b'maisus and b'shvius. In other words, we hold that suria as loch like Eretz Yisrael, linyan shviyas amaisrois, a kibush yochid shemay kibush, and therefore it's considered like a gru biyad Yisrael, therefore you have given in maisrois and halacha shviyas.
And the Mishnah says though, but Rabban Gamliel poiter, Nudu says no, in such a case you poiter. Because see, old Suri is not considered really like Eretz Yisrael, it's only with the Rabbonin, and therefore it's only if the Yisrael owns the karka by himself. And not here that the cock really belongs to a goy, just the Yisrael is an oris, therefore he says Yepota from Chala. Now, Rabbi Gamliel loyma shtei chalas besuria. Rabbi Gamliel holds that really Suri has loch like chutz loritz, therefore that the corner is you have to take off two chalas in chutz loritz. Who are then the same thing happens to Suria. In other words, land that's owned by Yisrael there. And Yisrael now is mafresh chala, so that the corner to take off two separate chalas. One chala you have to burn, because Suria, Rabbi Gamliel holds it like chutzlot, so it has two masamim, therefore it's tummy, you have to burn it.
and the Rabbanu were masakin to take off a second time challah, which is not real challah. It's only like not to forget the mitzvah of challah giving it to a kohen. Therefore, you have to give the second one to a kohen, like we'll see later in the next Mishnah.
For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says no. Rabbi Lezer goes to Shittosi and says chalachas. He holds Surya is considered like Eretz Yisrael itself, and in Eretz Yisrael you only have to take off just one challah, because in Eretz Yisrael it's tohor. You take off one challah and you give it to a kohen. Now, Ochsu Kulish Shom Gamliel, the Kulish Shom Elezer. First, they wanted to do is to be Nay to Kulis. The Kulish Shom Gamliel to say that an Oris is Potter from Chala in Surya. And they also Nay the Kulish of Rebbe Elezer to say that in Surya you only have to take off one Chala. Which really, you can't do that. You can't be Nay Shte Kulis that Asois is there, there. And therefore, Chosru Lenny Kadib Rebbe Gamliel Beshtej Rochim. They were Nay better, like Rebbe Gamliel, in both things that he says to keep one Shita. Rebbe Gamliel says that Surya is like Chutzlaritz. Therefore, an Oris over there attack is Potter. But a regular Jew that owns a land in Surya is Mafresh Chala, he has to be Mafresh Shtei Chalas, like we'll soon see in Chutzlaritz. That's a Takana, that the first one is burnt, because it's like Chala Tmeya, and the second one with the Rabbanon, you have to give to a Kain. Mishnah Ches. Rebbe Gamliel Aymer. Sholosh Arvot is L'Chala. There are three different lands for Hilchas Chala. Me'arot Yisrael V'yad Keziv Chalachas. Like that's an Eretz Yisrael itself. So you only have to be mafresh one time chala, like midiraisa. Now mikiziv viyad hanor viyad amona shtei chalas. Those are makaymas which oile mitzrayim were kibush, but oile bava were not. So therefore, we hold kedusha rishona is not kitchen los lavoi. So really, does not have kedushas eretz yisrael as chutz lorts. Therefore, you have to take off two chalas. Achas lior, one since it's tomei there, it's like has tumas amin. You have to burn it. Viachas lakoin, and the second one you take off midirabon, and you have to give to a kohen. Shelur Yeshlo Shir, the first type of challah to take off, it's tummy to burn, that's like the chiyuv, the real chiyuv, you have to take off the regular shir. The shel kayim, but the second one that you give to a kohen ain't lo shir, that's only the rabbanon at the corner. To remember, to give challah, there's no shir how much you have to take off. What about min hanor or min amono or lefnim shtei chalas? These also lands that were not captured, not by Ole Mitzrayim and not by Ole Bovel, but since they look like Eretz Yisrael, they also have the corner to take off two challahs. Again, here it's achas lior v'achas l'koyin. One you burn, and one you have to give to a koyin. Shel ur ein lo shir. The one that you have to burn, that taka has no shir. But v'shel koyin yesh lo shir, that one that goes to a koyin, here this one don't have a shir. Now, the chiluk between the second category never had a kedushas aretz. It was not kovish, not b'yolei Mitzrayim, and not b'yolei Bavel. So it never had any kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. So if so, like the whole challah is only with the Rabbanon. So therefore, now that the Rabbanon will massacre two types of challahs, like one you have to burn because it's Tomei, and one is Tomei's current member. So therefore, since both of them are the Rabbanon said would rather give the shear of challah to the one that you give to a kohen. Let the kohen have enjoyment from it. So therefore, the one we give to a kohen is Yesh lo shear. But the one that we have to burn, that's the one that ain't lo shear. In the cases before, even though it doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it once had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Those were places that were covered from Eilu Mitzrayim, just Eilu Bavel didn't capture them. So therefore, we still have to be Noig Meinu D'Iraisa. Therefore, the first challah you burn, and that's like a Meinu D'Iraisa, and the second one is to give to a Kohen. But here that the whole thing is like Chutz Loretz, here that the corner was, what you burn, that should have no shear. Like, why waste it? But the one to give to a Kohen, that they gave a shear. And therefore, Tful Yoim Oichla. If a kohen that was tamei and he went to the mikveh, even though he didn't wait till night time, he's allowed to eat from this challah since this challah is chutz loretz. Rabbi Yosi says no, ain't a tzarach tefila. You should know he holds that challah is chutz loretz. A kohen's allowed to eat it even though he's tamei. What type of a tumah? I mean, if he touched a sheretz or he touched a mace. But v'yasura la'azovim or la'azovis la'nidza la'yodois, there's any type of a tumah that comes out of your body, like magaya to us would be a tumas so then you cannot eat chalas chutz loretz. Only if you're tamei just from a tumor that did not come out of your body. So the fact you touched a mace, that will not make a difference. A rabbanon will make it. Only when you're balkeri, here the rabbanon said a kohen cannot eat a truma even with man is there, that's only with the rabbanon. V'ne'echeles im hazor al ha'shuchem v'nitenes l'chol kohen. You could eat this challah b'zman hazeh even with the zar on the same shulchan, but don't make any gzeiras. Maybe you'll come to eat from it, and you can give it to any type of a kohen you want, even with a kohen amor, it's not nizer, but tyrus, you can give to him. Challah chutz loretz has this kula since it's only with the rabbanon. Now Mishnah Tes.
V'yelu niton l'chol kohen. These are things you give to any kohen you want. Hacharomim nichse odem, that's machrim l'ashem. The pasuk says, Acho cherim ashyachim ish l'ashem. You give to any kohen you want, you give it to. V'yavachoris, the pasuk, you give a b'chor b'heim etmeyo, u'pidjin haben, u'pidjin petach hamor, v'yhazroyev l'yachayayim, v'yakeva. It's all these matonis. These matonis of a b'heim, you have to give the jaws, the cheeks. The zroy is the firelight, and l'chaim of the cheeks, v'yakeva in the stomach. Voracious agay is the beginning of your shearing off of the wool, the shemen sreifa, the kodshay, and shemen that's burnt, you give to any kohen you want. There's no din to give a dafka to a kohen out, tamachochem, even to, yeah. Because truma, tohira, you have to give only to a kohen that's nizer and tyra. But shemen has to be burnt anyway, you give it to anyone. The kodshay hamigdash, or feyabikurim. You give to any kohen you want. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser Babikurim. He says no. You can't give bikurim to any coin you want. But Ella nice the moist radla coin chove bovad, you have to give the special coin. He'll be a nice and bema voida. Since you don't do any avoida, so we're afraid maybe there won't be nizer to eat it pitaira. Here's the other thing that they have to do the avoida for us anyway than nizer pitaira. But here bikurim, there's no avoida with it. You have used this mak, but only to give it to a coin chove. Kashine truma, what about the kashinim of truma? The kashinim are a type of or gross that ikrim or maicha behema. The b'shas hadchak, some people eat it for an adam also. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Kiva, matir, v'chom moisrim. Rabbi Kiva's matir, if somebody makes truma out of this, you give it to any kohen you want to. Because then, since everything is made with tumor anyway, therefore people are not makbar upon it. Shkom ha'seim b'tumor, l'fi sheinim chashuv me'eichol adam. V'chom moisrim, you can't give it to any kohen, since they're eating sometimes, therefore they have a choshev of truma, and the kohen has to be nizit, eat it, b'tayra. Therefore, the Chol Moisim, you can't give it to a Kohen Hamor, it's only to a Kohen Chover.
Mishnah Yud. Nitai ish tekoyam, hevi chalas mi beser. He brought chalas from beser to face of Chutzlorts, and he brought it into Eretz Yisrael, to like kibbu mimenu. And Eretz Yisrael, they said you're not supposed to do that. You don't bring chalas Chutzlorts into Eretz Yisrael. The same way we don't bring truma from there. And the same thing, Anshe Alexandria, hevi chalasemi Alexandria. People in Mitzrayim, Alexandria, brought their challah into Eretz Yisrael, and like Kibbul Mehem, the Chum said, no, nothing doing, you're not supposed to bring your challah into Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to eat it in Chutz Lorot. Since it's already Tomei, eat it there. Or you burn it there. Anshei HaTzavoyim HaViyu HaBikureyim. The people in HaTzavoyim in Eretz Yisrael, they brought Bikurim, Koidim Liyatzeres, before Chag HaShavuos. But like Kibbul Mehem, the Chum did not accept it from them. Because of the posting in the Torah that says, V'chag ha-kotzi b'kuri masech v'ashatiz v'avasodeh. V'chag ha-kotzi matz v'chag ha-shvuas. That's the first time you're supposed to bring a bikurim. But before that, we don't bring any bikurim. But according to the Mishnah telling us, the Chiddush here we had in Shvi'as also, Shein mevi in truma mechutz loretz, loretz yeretz Yisrael. The same thing chalav also, we don't bring from outside into Eretz Yisrael. How you doing? See, that's our Mishnah is also telling us that the same aloch applies by chal also. That chal is taken off in Chutz Lorot, it's not supposed to bring it into Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Ben an Tinois, Hela Bechoris Mibovel. He brought up a Bechor, like a Bechor Adam, the Bechor Behema, to Eretz Yisrael. He brought a Bechor that was brought to him in Bovel, and he brought it for Korbin, he wanted to bring it for Korbin in Eretz Yisrael. Play Kiblu Mimenu. But in Eretz Yisrael, they did not accept it. Like we said, the Pesuk says, V'yachalta f'nei Hashem l'kecha b'mokam sh'yivcha l'ashakim sh'moishom ma'is b'gon k'vosh v'tzarecho v'koros b'karucho v'tzorin ch'vodosh v'mokam sh'ata maybe ma'is adogon hata maybe b'choros. Because you only have to bring a b'chor behema from an Eretz Yisrael, a place that you have to bring ma'isers. But in Bovel, you put it from ma'isers, you have to bring a b'chor. Yosef ha'koyin hevi b'kure yayin v'shemen v'lekibu menu. He brought b'kurim in the form of yayin and shemen to the Beis Hamikdash and they were mekabelit. And the pshat is, because Shein Mevim Bikurim Ela Peres Flei Mashkin. Bikurim means you have to bring the first grown, your fruits, of the Shiva Samina, but it has to be in the fruits. You have to bring the grapes, or you have to bring the olives. You can't bring wine, you can't bring shemen. So if they brought, they made their fruits into wine or into shemen, so Chom will not makablet. Afu, also the Sheis of Akain Afu, Hele Es Bonav, Yez B'nei Beisoi, Lasa Es Pesach Kotin, he also brought up his children, and Anshe Beisoi, to make a Pesach Kotim Yushlaim, that means Pesach Shein the Biavosa Beer, and Biachziru, they sent him back. Shali Kover Hadova Choiva, should not be called a Choiva, should not think you have to do it.
So some of Farshim learn he brought his bonim ketanim, they shekaimel mitzvahs riya. And but the pshat is einak ketanim chayavim b'riya. It was Pesach Rishon. The ketanim were only mechuyim in Pesach Rishon. So the pasuk says shalosh pon mashon yirok l'sechurcha. Hilgal therefore they brought him back. They should not be called a chaveya. Should not be chaveya chayv. The people should think that the chiyut of early Yerushalayim in bnei beisa of Pesach Sheni. That you don't have to. You don't have to come with bnei beisa. So even though there's a chiyut like bezman the beis hamikdash to bring the Pesach Sheni, but not to come with your children. Aristoin hevi bikurov mea famia. He brought his bikurim from the place of a famia, which is in Syria. The kibul memenu, and they accepted the bikurim there. Why? Because it was said, Hakoina basuria kakoina bepavor shabu shaloyim. If you buy a land in Syria, it's like you bought a land in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. In other words, the Indian bikurim has the same halacha like Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, it's like bikurim, it's like the things that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, that you mechuyev in bikurim, therefore they accepted the bikurim. And we love Baram Linyan Truma Halochi. Shavsur Yedinu Kachutz Loretz V'meviim Rishom Trum L'Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is, even though Trum we don't, Sheba Trum Achoshin Shem Yilakanim V'Rat V'Machrecho. By Trum we're afraid maybe the Kanim will run after it. The Kanim will go into Chutz Loretz. Therefore we don't want you to bring Truma. Mashenkein Bikurim, that the owner has to come and bring it to the Kayin, so therefore here it's okay. Al Bikurim Chayovim Abaydim Lo Bidu Rishlayim. There's no chash to the Kohen will leave Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, that's what the Mishnah is teaching us. That Bikurim it's our right to bring from Chutz from Afamia, which was Syria, which with Rabban had loch like Eretz Yisrael. It's okay to bring the Bikurim into Eretz Yisrael. Mashenkein Truma that we don't want, since with Rabban and Syria has loch like Tumas Chutz Laaretz still. So therefore, we don't want the Kohen to go outside it. Therefore, Truma you don't bring from Syria into Eretz Yisrael. Only Bikurim, that they're the chiyah for the Bailim, is to bring it to the Kohen. We're not afraid the Kohen will go after the Bailim, but the Bailim have to bring it up to the Kohen, therefore it's okay. Okay, we'll stop here. Slikulam Masechta Achala.
You're in the middle of Mishnayis Chala, Perek Sheni. First Mishnah says, Peiros Chutzalorets Shenichnasulorets. Let's say you're taking from the five grains, you're taking some wheat that was grown in Chutzalorets, and you bring it into Eretz Yisrael,
and you make a dough there, so the locher is chayov and mechala. You should know you have a chiyuv on this dough to take off challah. Since the gilgul is so you mixed up the dough, the flour and the water in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's chayiv and challah. Like the pasuk says, "Bevayachem elorot asherani mevi eschem shama," and we darshin shema. Shoma atem chayovim bechala bein betfuas oritz bein betfuas chutzlars. That's Yerushalmi. So therefore, even wheat that grown here in America, if you bring it to Eretz Yisrael and you make a dough there, there's a chiv midi rice to take off challah. What about yotzo mikan l'shom? Let's say we take wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael and we bring it here to America and we make it into dough here. So Rabbi Elazar mechayiv. Rabbi Elazar says also it's chayiv midi rice in challah. Since this wheat was grown in Eretz Yisrael, it's called Milechem Eretz. However, Rabbi Akiva Poiter, Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's Poiter. Since Lamaisa, the Gilgul, we go after the Zman HaGilgul, when you're mixing the flour and dough, the flour and water together, to make it into a dough. So since you made it here in America, therefore it's Poiter. And the Loch is Rabbi Akiva. That Midirais, in such a case, with Poiter, it's only Chayiv Midirabonim. Mishnah Beis. Afa Chutzal Oretz, you have, let's say, dirt of chutzlaretz, American soil, ofa chutzlaretz, shebo basvina loretz, that you put the soil in a ship, and now the ship is going into Eretz Yisrael, it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you start to plant something now here in Eretz Yisrael on this ship. So locher is chayi b'maisroi subashvias. What grows is considered like growing in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore the whatever fruits or vegetables that grow, there's a chiyuv to take off truma some ice rice, and the word then if it grows on shvius, it has kedusha shvius on it, since it's getting its nourishment from the offer of Eretz Yisrael, therefore it has these kedusha. Amar Rav Yehuda Yehuda says, Amosai, when do I say this though? When do I say that the tefuah growing in this ship is chayiv and truma some ice rice? Is the man shasvina gosheshes? Only when the ship is in shallow water that the bottom of the ship is touching the ground. Since it's touching the ground, therefore, we consider the dirt, the soil, in the ship, as if it's mechubra, it's attached to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's mechayiv and trumas ha'maisros. So, Pasha, we say that Rabbi Yehuda now is not coming to talk to you on the Tanna Kamma, but the Rabbi is coming to explain the Tanna Kamma. Now, Isa sheni loisha b'mei peres. Let's say you have dough, you have these four different five type of flowers, that's mechayiv and challah, but you do not make the dough from water, but rather instead you put inside it the May Paris. You put inside it apple juice or orange juice, the juice that came out of fruits. So the Mishnah says, Chayevas Bechala. Still you should know it's Chayev and Chala. V'necheles b'yodayim azoibas. However, since there was not water in this flour, so the flour was not hukshala kabotumah, therefore you don't have to worry about touching this dough with hands, that is tamei. Even though your hands are tamei, still you're allowed to touch this dough. Since it was only made with May Paris is not machshel kabel tumah. Therefore, the dough cannot be makabel tumah. But we're talking about now not wine and shemen. Because wine and shemen, even though it's really a type of a May Paris, but this is considered one of the Sheva Mashkes. Sheva Mashkim. The seven Mashkim are mayim and dew, wine and oil, honey and milk and blood. So therefore, when it says May Paris is Nechelos B'dayim Zovois, it means other type of May Paris, like I said, either apple juice or orange juice. Now, the Aloch is a Shalot, we pass on like this Mishnah now, because here it's a Stam Mishnah that says May Paris is Chayiv B'chalo. However, in Yishalmi, it's a Mashmah, this only goes according to one man, the Yama, and the Aloch we do not hold like this. The Aloch we only hold only dough that was made from the Sheva Hamashkim. They're from water, or like we other said, the other things, that's considered dough to be mechayiv in challah. But if you only make it out of May Peros, or like eggs, then you'll be potter from challah. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'isha yosheves v'koitza chalos aruma. A lady, when she takes off challah, we know the locher is supposed to make a brocha. Now the question is, when you're arum, when you're not dressed, you're not allowed to make a brocha. However, a lady, when she is sitting down, even though she's undressed, she could cover her mokum erva by sitting. So therefore, she's allowed to make a brocha. Mefnei she yechoyle lachasay satzma. She can cover herself just by sitting. Al v'loyu ish. But when a man sits down, since his beitzim or the erva is still seen, therefore it's not called kisei erva, therefore it's also for him to make a brocha.
So therefore, he should not take off challah then, because he can't make the bracha. Now the Mishnah says, Mi shein yochol la'asos isos b'torah. Let's say a person that's tamei, the man himself is tamei, and if he knows if he makes his isa now, if he makes dough, so he's going to be metamarit. By touching it, he's going to make it tamei. And therefore, when you take off challah, the challah also would be tamei. And then you have to burn the challah. You can't give it to a kohen. So what should such a person do? So it's a machlokes. So the Tanakhama says, Ya'aseinu kavim. Let him make each dough with a small amount. In other words, less than the shear to take off challah. V'yal ya'aseinu betumah. Even though you're going to work now with, let's say, 5 pounds of flour, but do not make one big dough of 5 pounds that you'll have to take off challah, and then it'll be betumah that you just have to burn it. Rather than doing that, the Tanakhama holds, you should make small doughs, each one only 1 pound worth of flour. Therefore, each dough by itself is potum and a challah, so then you won't have to take off any challah, you won't have challah to meyer. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, ya'asenu betumah, you're better off making it, taking off challah, make the one big dough here, even though you're going to be metame the challah, and you'll have to burn this challah. But v'yal ya'asenu kavim, but do not make it in small amounts, that you put them in a challah. And Rabbi Kiva explains himself, Shekeshem shu karei l'tayra, just like you call the name of challah, on challah tayra, if the dough is tahor, kachu karei l'tameya. The same thing the halacha is, you have to be kareya, even though the dough is tamei. In other words, you have to call it challah. In other words, it is challah shem challah on it. L'zoi kara challah b'shem, l'zoi kara challah b'shem. With both of them, you have to have a shem. Sometimes you have to make a bracha, or you have to be korei a shem on it, you have to call it challah. Avol kabin, but if you're only going to make your dough in small amounts, ain lehem chelik b'shem. There's no chelik of Hashem, there's no chelik of a challah at all. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva says it's kedai to do this mitzvah of afreshes challah, even though it means the challah will be tamei. But halacha, we don't hold like Rabbi Kiva. Halacha, we hold like the Tanakhama, that in such a case that the challah would only be tamei, it's better not to make the challah.
Then Mishnah Dawud says like this. If somebody makes his dough small amounts, again, kav, each one is only a pound, so each dough by itself is potter from challah. Now, but you have, let's say, these five doughs, and they touch one another. So the locha is p'tur min challah. Still the potter min challah, it's not cold, it's like one piece, ad sheyishoichu. Until they touch one another and they become so close, that like now when you pull them apart, a piece comes off one from the other. So he looked there as if it was bitten into there. That is Lashon of Achi Yishoichu. As they're attached so much, the two doughs, that now when you pull them apart, you can realize it, and then it's when it's attached, it's considered like one, it's called Mechubur, and therefore if now together you have a shear of challah, you have to take off challah. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer Af Horoide V'noisan Lasal. Let us say, even though you take off small challahs, each one is only a pound, but if you put them into one basket, it's hasal mitzor from a challah. In the basket now, it's mechayiv, it's in starfit, that now there comes a chiv challah. So it's possible that each dough by itself was a small dough, it was only a pound, it was less than the shear of challah, and you baked it, and now the final product, the final challahs, you put them all together in one big basket. Now in the basket, if you have a shear of challah, so you have a chiv to take off challah. Even though b'shas gilgul you did not have the chiv challah, the chiv challah could be chal now b'shas is in the sal. And that's the loch is like Rebbe Leza.
If at home, let's say you make a few challahs, even though each challah by itself is not a shear to take off challah, but if after you bake them, you put them together in one basket, and they're inside the basket, there's nothing sticking up on top, or some people even say if you just take a cloth and spread it over all of them, that's mitzvah for them, that then you should take off challah. And that's a loch. Whenever you could take off challah, there is a mitzvah to take off challah. And really, l'maisa b'zman hazeh, and of course, not like we spoke before, that even though b'zman hazeh we're all tamei, we're metame, the dough, still l'maisa is a chiyuv to take off challah. And there is such an inyan that if possible to try and make the dough, if you're making challahs, it's a minigun era Shabbos, if the wife makes the challah, she should try and use a shear of challah, but after take off challah, and if possible to use 5 pounds worth to take off with a bracha,
have not taken, make even 3 pounds, which you take off without a bracha. Who then halachas brought down if you only make the dough with mei peiros, so lemaisa there is a chiyuv to take off challah. You know, we spoke about before from the Yishalmi Zmash, we don't pass like that Mishnah, but I call upon him to machlokes. So therefore, lemaisa the halacha is that if you have a dough that's just made with eggs or with mei peiros, let's say like egg matzah, that you have no water in it at all, in such a case, halacha is we're supposed to take off challah. However, we don't make a bracha. Since it's a sofik, if there's a chiyuv or not, we take it off, but without a bracha. Now, Mishnah Hey. Ha mafrish chalosa kemach. If somebody takes off challah when it's still in flour form, before it makes it into dough, when he still has it in the form of flour, the halacha is eino challah. The challah is not chal. Because the pasuk says, reishis arisa seichem, the widashin has to be an isa, it has to be dough. And therefore, the gozel biyat kohen. If the person gave this flour to the kohen, it's like gezel biyat kohen. In other words, the kohen has to give it back to him. And if it doesn't give it back, so it's like gezel. Because really, there's not a din chalor on it. And uisa atzma, the dough, if later the owner makes a dough out of the flour, is chayevus bechala? You have to know, it's chayev bechala, or both ways. All this flour is still chayev and chala when you make it into a dough. V'ha kemach, the flour itself, im yesh bo kashir, if it has a shear, there's 5 pounds of flour, so chayevus bechala, then whoever uses that flour, even though first the owner took it off to give it to the kohen, but there is chala, but since it was not chala, then chala on it, therefore now when you use that flour to make a dough out of it, you have to take off chala from that dough. And v'yasur lazorim, you should know though, but abundant though, it's also teat, that flour you cannot give to a zar. As even though it's not chal l'shem chalor on it, but midrabanan those exerer that people will know this. People will think that when the Yisrael gave this flour to the kohen, the teres chala, people will think it was chala, and if they'll see a zar or Yisrael eat it, they'll think a zar could eat chala. Therefore, midrabanan v'asurum zarim. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says. Amrulo, they said back to Mishano, Maise, once happened a case, Ukfosho, Zokain Zar, that an older Zar, an older person at the Zar, grabbed that challah, and he ate it. He took that flour, I mean. Again, a case where first the Yisrael gave flour to a kain. So he said, Midirais and nothing is chal. Now a Zar went ahead and grabbed that flour, and made a dough out of it and ate it. So Amulhem, they said back to him, Afu kilkuli atzmai. Really, the Zokin did something wrong to himself, because he went against the Takonas Chachamim. But for Tikan Liacherim, he made a Takon Akopon, other people that have a right to be Samech and Izaro. His Izaro is that this Kemach is Mutter, so therefore you have a right to use this Kemach, even a Zar could use this Kemach. Now, Mishnah Vov. Chameshes Revoyim Kemach Chayovim Bechala. This is the sheer how much dough you have to have here, how much flour you have to start off with in order to say there's a chiyuv of challah. So the shear is 5/4 of a kemach, 5/4 of a kav. In other words, it really means a kav and a quarter, which really equals to 5 lugim. Because a kav, each kav itself is 4 lugim. So you have a kav and a quarter, it's 5 lugim. And a lug is 6 beitzim. It's really what comes out if you have the size of 30 eggs worth of flour, that's the shear that's chayiv in challah. Now, of course, there's always a big shear exactly how to measure it, if it's neskatnu habeitzim or not. That's why we said in order to make a brocha, you have to use 5 pounds worth of flour. And if you use half of that, between 2.5 pounds and 3 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah. However, then you do not make a brocha. Now, heim usoirin v'subin u'musonin chameshas reboyim chayovim. This flour, if it's made up even from the soira, let's say you have some sourdough mixed into it, and you have subim, that's the shaft, that's the hard part of the wheat, that's the psoilus hadaka, the thin part of the psoilus, and a mursonin, that's the psoilus agasa, that's the thick part of the psoilus of the shaft of the wheat. If it's all mixed together, so it's still called a dough, and if you make a dough out of it, it's chayiv and challah. Because sometimes people make bread like this, with the mursan and with the subin inside it. However, what's going to be if first you sifted out your flour? That means nital musonin mitoichon. You first took out all the bad chaff, the hard pieces, out of the flour. And you had pure flour-like. Then, b'chozel ha-teichon, then you...